Around 200,000 Syrian refugees are living in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Thousands of university students want to continue their education in Iraqi Kurdistan. In Kaurugosk refugee camp, Syrian student Shiar knows that he might not be accepted to a local university.
We came here to study, but we do not have anything to do here. We are very worried because we may not be able to start studying here because the number of students in the university is so high. I went to Erbil to register my name, then I returned here. They said they would answer me after 1 month.
Kurdistan's universities are already struggling to accommodate the large number of local students. Bangin is also a Syrian student. He's found work with UNICEF in Kaurugosk camp while he waits to continue his university studies.
The difficulty is that there are a lot of students living in this camp and no one knows how to register themselves. A lot of pupils have finished their bachelorette and they do not know when they'll be registered or how long it will take. They do not know where to take their documents. They do not know anything.
Young people in Kaurugosk also say that life in the camp can be boring. The UN Refugee Agency is working with Kurdistan's regional government to set up youth-friendly spaces.
We have to talk, of course, to refugees themselves and to see what are their interests. But we definitely are working on that together with other UN agencies, like, for example, UNICEF, to see what we can do to improve their existence and living here.
The UN Refugee Agency is also working to ensure that all refugees have residency permits to allow them to find a job. This week saw the arrival of 100 tons of UNICEF aid into the Kurdistan region to kickstart education for Syrian children. But it's clear there are also challenges facing young adult refugees who want to continue their university education. There have also been calls for non-emergency aid for young people to relieve their boredom and frustration. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Kaurugosk.